As the first weeks of the new decade passed in January 1920, Americans believed they understood the consequences as prohibition descended upon the land, closing breweries, distilleries, and saloons. Even as bootleggers, rum runners, and moonshiners, men like Roy Olmsted, stepped up to seize the opportunity, organizing themselves into conspiracies to obtain, manufacture, and sell liquor to willing buyers, few Americans imagined that the 18th Amendment would not be a permanent fixture in their lives. Women activists, the foot soldiers who had won the battle to ratify the 18th Amendment, were turning their attention to the impending ratification of the 19th Amendment, giving women the vote nationwide. These twin amendments seemed to offer redemption, two chances to perfect the American soul, correcting the sins of the past and opening a new chapter for those women willing and able to face the challenges. Pauline Sabin, a New York socialite, and Mabel Walker Willebrandt, the U.S. Assistant Attorney General, would not have characterized themselves as redeemers, but they understood the importance of the moment and the public perception that forever defined prohibition as a women's issue. Prohibition's success or failure would be measured in the public's consciousness, often by the success or failure of these two women, whose paths would cross only a few times, but whose impacts must be weighed together. The political education they received during the Prohibition era represented American women's struggle to capitalize on their newfound power as voters and as standard bearers for prohibition, and defined the means by which other women could exert their influence. In the process, Sabin and Willebrandt absorbed lessons from the men they encountered, some of whom assisted their efforts, others resisting, and still others serving as touchstones for measuring advancement. One man, Roy Olmsted, the cop-turned-rum-runner, never met either woman, but his experience would help them define their beliefs about prohibition, the limits of constitutional authority, and the rightness of their paths, reaching two very different conclusions. Mrs. Charles Sabin stepped lightly through the gilded reception hall of the Hotel Astor, greeting national political figures, renowned business leaders, and members of New York's highest society, each a prospect to be cultivated in a few brief moments. A daunting task as the rush of top hats and fur coats swept in. She was too polished not to look composed, at home, despite being required to balance different constituencies as on a knife's sharp edge. The guests, including Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Vanderbilt III and Mr. and Mrs. Theodore Roosevelt Jr., recognized Mrs. Sabin as one of their own by virtue of the political and business successes of her grandfather, father, uncle, and husband. Along with her fellow members of the recently created Republican Women of New York State, Mrs. Sabin welcomed as many guests as she could, directing them to the bar or the cloakroom, or helping them find their seats. The Women's Club had produced the event in early December 1919 to raise money for the party's campaign war chest and to inaugurate their organization with a grand splash at the hottest spot in Manhattan, in the French Renaissance Beaux-Arts-style hotel built just for them, the wealthy, the powerful, and the famous. The absence of the senior U.S. Senator from New York, the powerful Republican James W. Wadsworth Jr., generated talk. Senator Wadsworth had sent a telegram, to be read from the podium, explaining why he could not attend, a cover story fooling no one. The antagonism between Wadsworth and club women was years old and well known. The leaders of the Republican Women of New York State had declared war on Senator Wadsworth because of his opposition to women's suffrage, even as the proposed 19th Amendment neared full authorization by the requisite 36 states. Wadsworth further damaged his appeal by his opposition to the 18th Amendment, weeks away from implementation, which had been carried to fruition by many of the same women supporting passage of the 19th Amendment. Passage of the two amendments inspired club women to envision the next set of changes needed in government to improve society. Ousting Senator James Wadsworth seemed to many a logical step.